Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Captain Jellybean is on the street. Welcome, Captain Jellybean. Well, hi, kids. Welcome to another great week of Captain Jellybean and his Wacky Astro Pals. I'm your host, Captain Jelly Speed Bean, but you can call me Captain Jellybean. We have another warm day today, so get out the sunshade and fix up that lemonade, and let's get started. Hey, Martian, what do we have on tap? Hey, it's Earth, your friend, Martian Millen, sidekick and announcer, and we're going to have a great day today. We're going to start with our friends, the teachers, teacher and the rock bots with Animals Belong in Class.
Animals belong in a class, but not because they get bad grades. Animal classes are groups of critters alike in important ways.
We are going to give you one so you can figure out which of the six main animals that we're talking about.
The first class of animals is covered with hair and they live almost anywhere. They got warm blood and their babies drink milk and they sweat when it's hot.
Hey, Buttercup. Gotcha. Why was the dog sent out of the flea circus? I don't know why. Because he stole the show. And let's go to our friends the Squeegees with animals that we love.
Roman?
Yes?
What's your favorite animal in the whole world?
That's easy. A meerkat.
What's that?
It's an animal that I love. What's your favorite animal in the whole world?
A kudu.
What's a kudu?
It's an animal that I love.
Oh.
Do you want to sing a song about animals that we love?
Yeah, let's do it.
Kudu feet and kudu toes, kudu knees and kudu nose. What? Is a kudu. It's an animal that
a
we love.
A kudu is an antelope.
goat from Africa, and that's no joke. Run like a kudu.
It's an animal that we love.
Meerkat feet and meerkat toes, meerkat knees and meerkat nose. What is a meerkat?
It's an animal that
a meerkat can stand on two feet. He loves the sun and bugs to eat. Stand like a meerkat.
It's an animal that we love.
Turn the story stick on. Ready here? Ready, ready, ready. click.
And now every time we need a new part of the story, I'm going to put my ear up to the story stick, and it's going to tell me if I... Or I'm going to point it at you guys, and you're going to have to tell me a part of the story. And if I point at your shoes, or if I point at your hair, if I point at your belly, if I point at a kid, or if I point at an adult, you guys got to tell me the next part of the story. Ready? Okay, here we go. It's going to tell me the first... It's going to tell me the first part of the story. The story stick says... Once upon a time, there was a bear named what?
Tok.
A bear named Tok. Now, once upon a time, there was a bear named Tok, and he lived
in a den that has pillows.
In a den that has pillows. Now, once upon a time, there was a bear named Tok, and he lived in a den with lots of pillows. And what else?
And I got some
balloons. What's that?
Balloons.
Some balloons.
And mice.
And once upon a time, there was a bear named Tok, and he lived in this den. And there were pillows on the floor, and there were balloons on the ceiling, and running everywhere were mice. And then, as he was living in this one day, who should come to the door but...
It was a grasshopper.
Who should come to the door? I'm pointing at you. You got to tell me.
A rabbit.
A bunny knocked on the door. Everybody knocked on the door. And the bear opened the door. He said, oh, hello. And there's a rabbit at the door. And this rabbit's name was...
Violet.
Which is very curious because this rabbit was not Violet at all. But the rabbit's name was Violet. And the rabbit said to the bear, what did he say?
Did you see my date?
Evidently, this was a rabbit who was out on a date, but had misplaced its date. And so the bear said,
well, I don't know where your date is, but I have all these pillows in my den, and I got these balloons on the ceiling, and I got lots of little mice running around the den.
And did the rabbit go inside?
Yes.
No.
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 No. No. What did the rabbit do? Somebody tell me what the rabbit did. That rabbit ate pretzels. A perfectly logical response to that situation. He began eating some pretzels, and the bear's just standing there going, okay, that's all right, okay there. And he shuts the door. And then the rabbit goes down the road eating these pretzels. Everybody eat pretzels. Now, Violet was eating these pretzels and enjoying herself. And just not noticing that she was right about to walk into a what?
A big giant sunflower.
A big giant sunflower. Now there she is eating those pretzels and she steps in a big giant sunflower. And what happened?
She gets knocked out.
She gets knocked out. Evidently she had some sort of allergy or something like that. There was so much pollen coming out of that sunflower, she began to go into a sleep. And she dreamed. And she dreamed for a long time all about...
A monster.
A fox.
A monster. What kind of monster?
A big, big, giant one.
A big, big, giant... What color was this monster?
Rainbow.
Rainbow color.
And slimy.
Oh.
And gooey and slimy.
And the rabbit Violet went up to him and said... And he was like... Ugh. And Violet said, would you like to go out for a little while and enjoy some pretzels? And the monster said, yes. And so where did they go to enjoy some pretzels?
Down the lane!
Down the lane? Which is a great place for everyone to go. I would suggest anyone to go down the lane and have their pretzels with their monsters. And they all live,
Hey, Buttercup.
Yeah, Chip.
What do you get if you mix a rabbit with a snake?
Hmm.
I don't know. What do you get? A jump rope. And let's go to our friend Stevie Q with Cow Bay.
Cow Bay, Cow Bay, where the cows splash and play. There's a little cow in a polka dot bikini down at Cow Bay, Cow Bay, where the cows splash and play. There's a surfer counting duke, he's a real surfing kook down at Cow Bay, Cow Bay, where the cows splash and play. The party's always hopping and the music never stopping. The cows are all dancing in the sand. The cowbells are ringing and everybody's singing. The milk is overflowing and everybody's going down at Cow Bay, Cow Bay, where the cows splash and play. When the big waves roll in, all the cows start to spin. They grab their boats and paddle from the shore. You see them catch a wave and you see them hang ten. You see them shoot the curl in a milky, milky swirl. Down at Cow Bay, Cow Bay, where the cows splash and play. When the sun goes down, all the cows gather round. Yeah, they're dancing by the firelight. But they need to be home early, back to the barn. Back to the stalls, back on the farm. Down at Cow Bay, Cow Bay, where the cows splash and play. Where the party's always hopping and the music's never stopping. The milk is overflowing and everybody's going. The cowbells are ringing and everybody's singing. Down at Cow Bay, Cow Bay, where the cows splash and play.
Hey, Buttercup. Ketchup. What do you call a place full of ancient cows?
I don't know.
You call it a museum. And now let's go to our friends, the Baby Grands, with Dinosaur.
What I just saw, a big old shadow on my wall. It's okay, he's my new friend, but is he real or just pretend? There's a dinosaur under my bed. Everyone thinks I'm out of my head. I'm not scared of all those teeth. Snores so loud it's hard to sleep. As long as he's down on the floor, I'm happy to live with my dinosaur. He's got claws and rows of scales, short front arms and a long fat tail. But he's so fun to be around. Wish I could show him off downtown. There's a dinosaur under my bed. Everyone thinks I'm out of my head. I'm not scared of all those teeth. He snores so loud it's hard to sleep. As long as he stays down on the floor, I'm happy to live with my dinosaur. I'm happy to live with my dinosaur. All alone. When I get back, will it be real or dinosaur bone? I can't believe what I just saw.
a big old shadow on my wall. There's a dinosaur under my bed. Everyone thinks I'm out of my head. I'm not scared of all those teeth. He snores so loud it's hard to sleep. As long as he stays down on the floor, I'm happy to live with my dinosaur.
Ketchup, what do you call an anxious dinosaur? I don't know. What do you call him? A nervous Rex. And now let's go to our friend Ralph Colbert of Ralph's World with a dog named Bruce.
I went on a train trip across America with my mom, my dad, and a dog named Bruce. We went to New York City and saw a Broadway show, the Statue of Liberty, and Bruce ate a bagel. We went to Dallas, Texas, and saw a rodeo. We wore cowboy hats, and Bruce ate a taco. I went on a train trip across America with my mom, my dad, and a dog named Bruce. We went to Chicago and rode on the L. We saw a baseball game, and Bruce ate a hot dog. We went to San Francisco and saw the Golden Gate Bridge, rode a cable car, and he lay by the pool, and he worked on his suntan. Have you ever seen a dog with a suntan? I went on a train trip across America with my mom, my dad, and a dog named Bruce.
Hey, Buttercup.
Yeah, Chip.
What's a dog's favorite pizza?
I don't know. What?
Pepperoni.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Hi, this is the Buttercup, and welcome to the Book Walker. And our story today is Bozo at the Circus from Alan Levinstein. And I hope you like it.
Hello, hello, I'm Bozo the Clown. I'm going to take you on a trip to the circus. Start on page one in your picture book. Oh, that's the picture of me. Now, whenever I blow my whistle, that means you must turn the page to see the other pictures in the book. Now, don't turn the page yet. Wait for the whistle. Just follow me, Bozo the Clown, and I'll take you to see Circus Town. Now, turn the page. Here's the big circus tent where all the animals and people do wonderful things. Let's visit the animal tent first. Oh, here's a fellow with a very long neck. When he runs, he makes everyone laugh. His head's so small and his legs so tall. Hey, what's your name, mister? I'm a giraffe. I'm the tallest animal in the world. My neck is so long that when I swallow, my Adam's apple bounces. I can go without drinking water for a long time. Well, I hope you have a nice time at the circus. Remember, that whistle means turn the page. Say, what kind of a horse is this? The rider would be Dandy. She's small as a pony, but not as tame. And she looks like peppermint candy.
I'm a zebra. I march in the circus parade because I have such beautiful stripes. You should see how fast I can run. They try to make me work, but I kick and step. Oh, there goes that lion again. He frightens me. Please turn the page.
There is Sultan the Lion. He's the biggest cat of all. Hello, Mr. Lion. We've come to pay a call.
I'm the lion. Did you hear me roar? Don't be afraid. I like to roar. I'm very brave and strong. That's why they call me the King of Beasts. When I'm hungry, they feed me raw meat. But I wish I were back home in the jungle. And now that you've seen me here in my cage, I think you should turn to the very next page.
After we change the record. Here's old Hippo, the hippopotamus. You look very tired, Mr. Hippo.
I'm always tired, it seems. If you had my weight to carry around, you'd be tired too. In Africa, I'm called the river horse. I like to stand in the mud of the rivers. I'm about the biggest thing around here. Gosh, I'm sleepy.
Here's the laughing hyena. Just listen to him laugh.
What I'm laughing at, I don't know. I guess I should cry, for I don't know why I'm in this circus show. My front legs are longer than my back ones. Isn't that awful? My teeth are very sharp, though. I come from the dog family. I'm not brave at all. The other animals don't like me because I steal their food. But I don't care, for I laugh hee hee and I also laugh ho ho.
Here's another big pussy cat. She's called the tiger. She looks awful mad.
I'm the tiger. I'm not really mad. Tigers always look this way. I hope you like my beautiful stripes. My stripes make it very hard to see me when I'm walking in the jungle. I weigh over 500 pounds. Really, I should be reduced, shouldn't I? But I'm as brave and strong as a lion, and I can roar as loud as he can. But I don't want to frighten you.
Here's Jocko the monkey. How do you do, Jocko? We've come to say hello to you.
Hello. I'm very glad you came. Do you like the way I swing by my tail? It's easy for all us monkeys to do. Did you bring me some fruit? I love to eat fruit. We monkeys have a wonderful time playing in the jungle. We always like to be together. I hope I can make you laugh. I'm a very friendly fellow. I wish I could get out and play with you. Thank you so much for coming to see me. But before you leave, please turn the record.
This is Whiskers the Seal. How do you feel, Mr. Slippery Seal?
I can do most anything. When I'm in the circus ring, I can spin like a top, and I know just when to stop. From the end of my nose, just like the picture shows, I can spin a rubber ball, and it isn't hard at all. You should hear me play the musical horn. After I've done all my tricks, they feed me nice, tasty fish, and my hands are called flippers. Shall I clap them together for you?
Here's the camel. He's a funny-looking beast. He lives with the Arabs, far away in the east.
I'm the camel. I'm called the ship of the desert and man's best friend. I can go without water longer than any other animal. When I travel across the desert, I never grumble or get cross. But if my load's too heavy, I don't move. Those bumps on my back are called humps. Would you like to get up for a ride?
And here's a big fellow who wants to play. You'll see him every circus day. It's Jumbo the Elephant. Hooray!
I'm the elephant. You're just in time to feed me some peanuts. Did you know that I can pick them up from the ground with my nose? When you are 2 miles away, I can smell you coming. Some nose, eh? Some of the other elephants only do the heavy work in the circus. Not me. I do tricks in the main ring. I hear the band playing. I think it is time for the big parade. I hope you like the show.
The circus show is about to begin. It's all in the big tent, so let's go in. Just look at all the people here. How high and big the tent is. There are the circus rings where the circus people and animals do their tricks. Well, I gotta go now to be with the rest of the clowns. You just listen to that man in the high silk hat. He's called the ringmaster. But let's change the record first.
The big parade will now begin. Here are the elephants, all dressed up. Here are the camels, too. There's a tall giraffe that made you laugh, and the horses are dancing for you. Here are the clowns. They're so much fun. And there's a tiny midget. He's the smallest one. There's a little dog on a small billy goat right beside the giant with the long green coat. The parade is over. Now turn the page and see the lion in the great big cage. Here's Sultan the Lion, jumping through the hoop while the tigers watch his every move. Here's the bareback rider standing on the broad back of the beautiful white horse who gallops around the ring. this pretty girl swinging far out on the trapeze. She is so high up in the tent, I hope she doesn't fall. When you sit on a swing sometime, you'll know how she feels. Here are the cowboys and cowgirls.
Whoopee!
And there, right in the center, is Big Chief Thundercloud and his Indian braves. Their faces are painted with war paint. Will you say something, Chief?
Ugh. Me, Big Chief Thundercloud. Me, very brave. Good hunter. Kill many buffalo with bow and arrow. Hear my war cry.
The clowns are next. There's Bozo, dressed in a fireman's suit. Look at that one with the bright red hair. There's one with a little pig in his arms. Look at the giant holding the midget. Hey, Bozo, come over here and say something to the chillens. Well, little friends, the circus is through. I hope you like what we did for you. Whenever you want us, you know where to look. Just open the cover of this circus book and... So, little friends, blue eyes or brown, come again to the circus with Bozo the Clown.
Hey, Buttercup.
Yeah, Chip.
What did the porcupine say to the cactus?
I don't know what.
Is that you, Mommy?
And let's go to our friend Jeff Johnson with Gina the Hyena. And let's go to our friend Treehouse 10 with Hippo Lake.
Where the trees meet grassy plains, near the muddy
And now for my friend Max Tell with Monkey Mumbo Jumbo.
My monkey's quite the smoothie. My friends, they think he's groovy. But don't ever tell him that, he must sit still. 'Cause monkey does a dance as if ants are in his pants, while dancing on the windowsill, singing monkey mumbo jumbo, while chewing gummy gumbo. My monkey is a crazy kind of guy. He shakes his hands like this and wriggles like a fish. He's never been a sitting kind of guy. I took him to grade one. Boy, he had some fun dancing to the Beatles on my desk. I tried to get him down. He acted like a clown. He ran around pounding on his chest, singing monkey mumbo jumbo while chewing gummy gumbo. My monkey is a crazy kind of guy. He shakes his hands like this and wriggles like a fish. He's never been a sitting kind of guy. I took him to grade two. Boy, my monkey flew, swinging from the ceiling overhead. My sister, how she pouted. The principal, he shouted. Monkey gave a giggle, then he fled, singing monkey mumbo jumbo while chewing gummy gumbo. My monkey is a crazy kind of guy. He shakes his hands like this and wriggles like a fish. He's never been a sitting kind of guy. I took him to grade three. He climbed into a tree and tried to write an essay with my pen. My teacher was so glad. Oh, then she got so mad. His writing looked like scratchings of a hen. Singing monkey mumbo jumbo while chewing gummy gumbo. My monkey is a crazy kind of guy. He shakes his hands like this and wriggles like a fish. He's never been a sitting kind of guy.
Hey, Buttercup.
Yeah, Chip.
How can an elephant get down from the tree?
I don't know how.
He sits on a leaf and waits till fall. And that's for our friend Starfish with Rubber Ducky.
One, two, three, four. Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. You're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Uh-oh. Rubber Ducky, joy of joys. When I see you, you make noise. Rubber Ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true.
quack, quack.
Hey, sir, what's wrong?
Yeah.
What do ducks have with their soup?
I don't know what.
They have some quackers. And now let's go to our friend, Ukulele Jim, with the Jumpin' Flea Circus.
The sun has gone down, the tent is put away, the circus shuts down at the end of the day. Everything's quiet as the fleas lie down to sleep. And all that remains of their wondrous display are the memories we carry away. The Jumping Flea Circus will come back someday.
Sugar on top with Chester the dog. And now let's go to our friend Karina Nissel with Promises.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us here today here on Blog Talk Radio. We welcome you each and every day at from 7:30 a.m. Sunday through Friday, each and every day, and come by and check us out. If you missed our broadcast, you can always go on iTunes.com and check us out. We're also on mallguys.iwarp.com. We're also on captainjellybean.iwarp.com. And we're also on Facebook, Twitter, and also MySpace. So if you have any questions, just email us at jellybeanradio@yahoo.com. And we'll come by and check you out and answer your question. Hopefully it'll be what you're looking for. And if you want to check out any of the artists here, you just go to sprockster.com. That's where all the Kennedy artists hang out. And you can see where they're playing and see where their shows are. With summer coming on, there's going to be a lot of shows, a lot of good music, a lot of up and down and having some fun. And hope you guys had some fun today. If you have any questions, like I said, go to jellybeanradio@yahoo.com. We also feature a local school in the area. Ours is right now is Mountain View Elementary in South Ontario, California, and also Mountain View. His principal is Jeremy Currier, and he does a great job. He has a lot of great teachers. He's going to lose a lot of great teachers this year because of the budgets, but. We can get you taken care of. And we're going to finish up with our friend Ukulele Jim with the full version of the Jumpin' Flea Circus. Have a great day. Be good citizens.
All of you children, come gather around. The Jumpin' Flea Circus is coming to town. Fleas have been traveling all over the world, spreading to the boys and girls. top tent is set up on a tray, and it's tied to a table so it won't blow away. The ringmaster is a jolly little flea who stands upon a thimble for all to see. His ukulele is impossibly small, and he plays it impossibly loud. Welcome to the circus, he sings to the crowd.
The jumping flea circus will come back someday.